Mae McCarthy is with us. She is a writer, speaker, business strategist, investor, entrepreneur. And it's a straight-up title. It's The Path to Wealth. Mae, how are you doing this day?
I'm just great, Steve. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to have you with us. Well, you know, Mae, I read the book Think and Grow Rich years and years ago, and I've been thinking. It hadn't happened.
Well, have you felt any intuitive hits to do anything, Steve?
Oh, well, that's not in the title. You know, I never got past the title, Mae. You know, that may have been the problem with that thing, all right? Mae McCarthy is with us, The Path to Wealth, that we are all interested in one way or the other. What does this mean? You came up with this title how?
Well, actually, I've been teaching this workshop about part using traditional business goal attainment techniques that I've used to grow 6 businesses.
Okay.
And I apply those with a daily practice with gratitude and this unseen partner, which is the source of your intuition.
Okay. All right. So
students that I've taught this to have asked for a book, and this is the title.
The Path to Wealth. All right. So what is the role of intuition in this?
Well, often we rely on intuition if we are used to understanding the messaging. Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, and myself, and thousands of other really successful people talk about relying on it.
Okay.
But most of us aren't trained to do that. So what this book helps people to do is recognize that this can be helpful, not only to help them achieve their goals, but also to keep them safe and help them to avoid making mistakes.
Okay, because I would think some people that are in business would react and say, well, I want facts, I want accountants, I want lawyers, I want whatever. I don't want intuition, right? But
well,
I want strategy. Maybe I want strategy or something, right? But it would sound a little iffy or wow. Okay, so how do I get tuned into this, Mae?
Well, the first thing you do is you practice.
Okay.
You have to build a level of trust in using it. So most of the time, let me ask you a question, Steve. Have you ever seen something happen that was either good or bad in your life, and you can remember that before that happened, you felt some
yes.
sort of gut instinct?
Absolutely, I have.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So that would be missing the message.
Okay. All right.
And what I do is I help people to use a goal attainment technique to keep goals at the forefront of their thought on a daily basis.
Okay.
That's what we all do in business.
Okay.
And then to listen and expect and watch for these intuitive messages that not only can come as gut instinct, but can come in a variety of other ways. They can come through other signs or messaging from other people. And as soon as you start to rely on those and don't just disregard them,
okay.
then they start to show up more often.
Okay. When did you, at what point in your life did you come to this realization?
Oh, gosh. I've been using it all my life. But one time that it actually helped to save my life, I had gotten this flash or this picture, very, very strong thought of my sister in my mind's eye. And I knew that meant to contact her. So I stopped by her office, and through a series of questions, she had gotten me to go see a dermatologist about a little tiny dot on my leg. And even the dermatologist didn't think it was anything, but my gut told me, just have it removed. And I came back a week later to find out I was diagnosed with cancer and able to get treated before it got too bad.
But
so
you,
I know it's intuition is something that's supposed to help us.
Mae McCarthy is with us. The book is called The Path to Wealth, and I'd like to have this opportunity to talk with her. But this has been part of your existence for a long time then. Because I think there would be people that would say, well, you know, Mae, we're going to have business people speak at the business conference, and despite your success, you know, if you'll talk straight up, we'll talk to you. But, you know, if you're going to talk about intuition again, we're going to move on to something else.
Well, fortunately, I have had a tremendous amount of success in business.
So that gets you past the skepticism.
I could pass the skepticism.
Okay.
I speak to a lot of different kinds of, and also teach a lot of different kinds of people, not only business strategies, elevator pitches, angel investment strategies, a number of different things, but I also throw in this idea of intuition. I mean, you can't have people like Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Thomas Edison, and other really successful people say that they rely on intuition without people taking it seriously.
Yeah. I mean, we all, I guess we all do. Well, I don't know. There may be some that are skeptical of it. You know, it's like, you know.
There probably are.
Yeah. I mean,
but I would ask them, is there something that they want, some sort of a goal that they want, and to give it a try?
Yeah. You know, it's like creative people, you know, like songwriters. So I know some that write down everything. Anytime they have an idea, if something goes through their brain in the middle of the night, they wake up and write it down, you know. Others ignore it, and then sometimes they say, you know, I haven't been able to recreate that moment. You know, should have responded to it because there was something unique happening to me.
That strong thought is one of the ways that intuition can show up.
Okay.
It can show up as a strong thought. It can show up as a sign outside yourself. It can show up as a gut instinct or a feeling in your heart. I think it was Steve Jobs that said you have to have courage to follow your intuition in your heart.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, because, I mean, if you look pragmatically, there shouldn't be Apple computers. If you had IBM with the best designers and everything else in the world, why would you need these guys in a garage, right? I mean, it's like FedEx. You know, we were all shipping packages. It's just one guy said, let's bring them to one location and redistribute them. And it's like, well, you know, could have done that, but, you know, because I'm sure someone said their first reaction was, well, this won't work. And it turns out that's the only way you can do it, just about, you know. And so that is true. I mean, it plays that role. Getting
right.
to the
I
point
think it
that
was,
you
I
trust
think it. Was Oprah that had said that the only time that she's ever gotten in trouble where she's made mistakes.
Okay.
Is when she didn't listen to that small voice of intuition.
That's what I'm wondering. I guess when you because not everyone around you is going to reinforce that. I mean, right? I mean, some people are going to say, "May, I mean, you know, so far so good, but you know, this is not a good idea."
Well, and here's one of the biggest issues is that people have beliefs and habits and fears and doubts and all sorts of things that they operate with on a daily basis. And sometimes an intuitive message that comes in goes completely against making any sense at all.
Right.
And what I ask readers to do and students in my workshops is to consider for a moment that might be something helpful. Don't do anything because you're afraid to do it or you doubt it, but just ask for another lead.
Okay.
Just say, you know, source of intuition, if you're trying to guide me, give me a confirming lead. Show me something that will help me to recognize that this is going to be helpful to me. And they'll get it.
Yeah.
I've tested this so many times.
Is
I was
that right?
flying into Cleveland once, and I got off the plane and ended up at my hotel and dropped off my bags, and I got in the car to go to a grocery store that was close by to pick up supplies. And when I was in my car, I got this really strong thought to drive 10 minutes more out of my way to another grocery store. Well, that didn't make any sense.
Right.
But so I asked for a confirming lead, and sure enough, I got an even brighter thought that, yes, I should go to this grocery store. So I went. As I'm walking in, who should be walking out but a potential customer I had been trying to reach for about 6 months, and I had no success at all in reaching this person.
Okay.
We struck up a nice conversation. I was invited to come make a presentation, and in a short period of time later, we had a contract for over $500,000 dollars.
Okay.
I would have never reasoned to go to that grocery store.
Right, yeah, you couldn't have reasoned to do that.
No.
But because my reaction would be, it's like, well, you know, you've eaten too much whatever, and it's indigestion or something, right? I mean, it's like, it's, you know, something is biologically imbalanced here because it makes no sense to go an extra 10 minutes to get to a store, and I got one right here. And there's no explanation for any of those things, but I've had those same kind of experiences, so I know they're there. The thing I wonder, when Steve Jobs said you have to have courage, you know, there's this thing of, and it's courageous when it works. And, Steve, if you get out there on a hunch and it doesn't, you're dumb, right? I mean, that's the game you play here,
right,
or the risk you take.
And that's why it's so important to just ask for another lead.
Okay.
Like, I sat there in my car thinking, this is crazy. It's 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
My appointment's at 5 o'clock Seattle time,
right.
You know,
okay.
8
right.
o'clock
uh-huh.
Cleveland time the next morning. It makes no sense to drive. So I just said, I need another lead. If this is something I'm supposed to do, I need another lead.
Right.
And I got one.
Is that right? Okay. Wow. Okay.
What ends up happening is most of us, because we're not trained to interpret helpful messages, what we do is nothing. We just do nothing. And right. My premise is stop doing nothing.
Okay.
Do something. And even if it's just, I need another lead.
Okay.
With really strong and powerful goal attainment practices that work in business, no matter who you are,
okay. These
goal attainment practices will work.
Right.
All we're doing is saying that when you notice possibilities, when you notice a possible step on the path to your goal, you should consider either taking the step or asking for a confirming lead. And somehow, some way, you'll notice what step you're supposed to take.
Wow. Mae McCarthy, the book is called The Path to Wealth, and it's not just, you know, traditional business. This is pulling in a whole extra dimension into this. What kind of reaction are you getting to this, Mae? Because you've been doing this a long time.
Well, in terms of the business part of it, I get a great reaction because, you know, there's not a whole lot of people that have grown businesses over $120 million
right.
in annual
right.
revenues.
Yeah.
And I've grown six different companies.
So you got credibility when you walk in, or you got street creds, as they would say, all right?
I do. I have some street cred.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is the exact same goal attainment process that I use and I teach, and adding to it an ability for people to have an even greater success that maybe they didn't think of. Many of us in business will have a goal, and then we'll create all the steps that it takes to get to that goal. And in this book, I ask readers to consider the possibility that there might be a path that produces an even greater result,
okay.
and to not create every single step themselves.
Okay.
It's really kind of fun. It becomes a game.
I would think it would be very exciting. Yeah, I can see that. Mae, if people want to know more about you and about this work, how do they find you?
Well, my name is spelled MayMcCarthy. So if they just go to MayMcCarthy.com,
okay.
They'll know everything about me.
I'm right there, ready to go. MayMcCarthy.com, The Path to Wealth. An absolute pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, Steve, thanks so much.
Appreciate it so much. Yeah, and I'm going to start trying to follow my intuition and hopefully stay out of court.
Well, I don't know about that. But it'll give you more peace.
we'll start from there, and then the business success, we'll see if that comes. Mae, it's a real pleasure.
Oh, Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, and continued best and continued success. Thank you.
And you as well.
All right, thanks a lot. Mae McCarthy, The Path to Wealth. This is the Primetime Drive at News Talk 101.5 FM.